This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back. It is Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Jack Fritz in for Spike Eskin. I guess I should have not have waited until like 4:30 to say that again. You know, I probably should have done that in and out of each break for anyone confused on this Friday afternoon. I'm not Spike. You know, Spike's enjoying. Do you think he's enjoying? He's probably not enjoying his day off.
There's no way he's enjoying his day off. Yeah, like, are you kidding me?
0%.
First of all, he's trying to get moved in to a new house.
Yep.
He's doing a closing today.
He's closing today, and he's talking to the HVAC company.
Yeah.
He's managing everyone.
So he has
everyone.
All of that going on. Then the fact that he's not here. You know, he can't take not being here.
Yeah, I know. He's too much of a manager.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And he's a planner, and he thinks the show's falling off the rails.
Yes.
and all that. Today's show is brought to you by Chickies and Pete's. Big games and big events are always better at Chickies and Pete's, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. We'll get to the belt here in a second, but the Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is looking for artisans who are detail-oriented and have a passion for making people's dreams come true. Apply online at marks-jewelers.com. Still 60-40 on whether or not you're in or out in the Phils this year, but I did want to pass this along, Ike, because I just think it's a funny tweet from Adam Schefter.
What do you got?
Aaron Rodgers spent about 6 hours at the Steelers training facility today meeting with their coaches. It was said to be a positive visit, and the two sides will stay in touch.
I'm sick of Aaron Rodgers.
I think Cam Hayward's sick of Aaron Rodgers.
I'm sick of Aaron Rodgers, and he hasn't really even said anything. It's just the fact that he's still out here and won't choose a team.
Well, it's like you're not prime Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
These teams are, you're lucky to even be out there looking like having a job
right now. Yeah. That's the spot that he should land. I don't know why he would ever even think about playing for the Giants.
Other than he doesn't have to move.
Yeah. But I don't understand the purpose of doing that. But Pittsburgh, they just added DK Metcalf.
George Pickens is still
there?
Yeah,
George Pickens there. You got good players on defense. It's a tough division, but hey, it gives you a chance, gives you a shot. At least you got some structure there. And you know what else, more importantly, Aaron Rodgers? You need someone to tell you that you're not running the show.
Tomlin will not.
That's been your biggest problem. Yeah. Like, that organization is not going to let you do that there. Right? So, like, and that's what you need. You ruined the last couple years in Green Bay doing things your way. You went to New York. It wasn't your fault you tore your Achilles, so I'm not going to blame you for that.
Mm-hmm.
But New York made a lot of decisions based around what you wanted.
They traded a third-round pick in this year's draft for Davante Adams.
And not to mention the other Green Bay Packers he brought in.
Lazard.
And Daniel Hackett as a coordinator. like, dude, enough is enough. Just go be a part of the team.
Yeah, it's a little much. And
just go be a part of the team.
Like the report the other day that he was like, "Yeah, I'm just gonna take my time with my decision." Why? Why? Just go be a Steeler. It's a better chance to win.
You know why he's doing it? So he's not obligated to be anywhere right now.
Doesn't want to get in
like,
there.
I don't get it though. Like, yeah, you just want to stay in your cave or whatever it is you're doing.
Yeah, it's almost over with Rodgers. We got like one more year.
Yeah,
but it's. It's definitely tainting his legacy. I mean, because peak Aaron Rodgers was the best.
Yeah, he you know what he's doing? He's doing what Brett Favre did.
It's the exact same thing. What happens with quarterbacks in Green Bay? Why do they turn crazy?
I have no idea. Well, and Brett Favre changed his image of what people viewed him as a quarterback. And I'm not even talking about the stuff off the field. Mm-hmm. Just the way he played late in his career, minus the 1 year he had in Minnesota, and then he ruined that with the bad throw in the NFC Championship game.
That was his last game, right? Or did he come back one more year
and he looked? Because I remember the image of Brett Favre freezing to death. I don't know if it was in Chicago. It was somewhere that was very cold, and he was just on the sideline. I mean, like with the dried up snot coming down and everything, like frozen on his face. I don't know if he had gotten benched or what, but it was just a sad sight of looking at Brett Favre at the end.
And the fact that even Rodgers was like hoping the Vikings. Why are you trying to follow the Favre?
Trying to follow the whole Favre blueprint.
Well, at least he hasn't gotten in a jet yet, or there's not like the jet watch.
Right.
Not the jets. I'm talking about like the actual plane.
Yes, where Brad Childress was waiting on him to come.
It's disgusting. All right.
Just go to Pittsburgh and be happy.
Yeah.
It's a good team. I mean, it could be a good team with you.
Yeah. Matter Mike's in Sewell. What's happening, Matter Mike?
Hey, how you guys doing? Hey, listen, Mike, thank you. You just changed my whole thing, the things that I'm getting annoyed at. I wasn't just talking about traffic. Now I'm talking about, I'm tired of hearing about this knucklehead every single day.
Yeah. He loves it, though. He loves it.
That's the whole thing, yeah.
He loves being talked about. But like the problem is this. I spent a lot of time in Pittsburgh. There's no caves in Pittsburgh, so there's nowhere for him to hide his face.
Well, isn't there the Grand Canyon of PA? Couldn't he go there?
He could, the Appalachian.
Yeah.
I'm so tired of this.
Yeah, he's annoying.
But anyway, he's annoying. Anyway, I am all in on the Phillies. All in. And if you don't mind me telling, I'm going to tell you my top five reasons why.
I love it. Always in for a top five.
I think the starting rotation is elite. I think Knowles is going to have a great year. I think Sanchez. I'm with you, Jack. I think Sanchez is on a Cy Young year. I really like him. I think we got the postseason experience now, and the guys, including Bryce, with that take that you played earlier, they're playing with a chip on their shoulders. Okay, they want this badly. They're playing under the shadow of the Eagles' win.
Mm-hmm.
They're ready. I think the lineup is balanced. You know, with Max in there now, what did he hit? 42 RBIs last year. The guy's a beast. I think if we could get them to stop chasing as much as they did, if Trey has a great year, I think we're looking good. And then my fifth thing is the bullpen.
Yeah,
Jose is looking great in spring training.
Mm-hmm.
I think the bullpen is great. I think they're healthy. You know, Bryce is not nursing an injury rehab from last year. So I think they go. And then my predictions are in the NLCS, Phillies in four versus out of seven versus the Braves.
Wow, so the Dodgers don't even make the NLCS?
Dodgers don't make it.
Wow.
The Dodgers do not make it. And I think the which I love because I hate the Dodgers. And I think the series, the World Series, it's Phillies in six over the Astros.
All right.
Ooh, going. Revenge.
That's where I'm going.
I appreciate
it.
Yes.
Ike, listen, buddy. I know what you're doing tonight at 10. You're not watching the game. You're not watching the Spartans. Renee's going to have you washing dishes after that comment earlier today.
Oh, we actually got a dishwasher. That's the real problem.
That's good stuff, man.
That's really why I'm irritated. Like, nobody's actually washing the dishes. All you do is put them in the dishwasher.
Now, do you have drama about how the dishwasher's loaded? Like, do you have the certain...
There's no drama. I don't even complain about it anymore. I just go in and re-rack everything myself. Just do me the favor of putting them in there.
Baby steps.
Yes.
But I know that had to be at one point.
Yes, it's a pet peeve, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, it's like, why can't you load the dishwashers? You got the saucers first, you got the plates next, right? Then you put cups, you put bowls. There is a order in which they should go in there and fit nicely. But, like I said, I'm not even poking at that.
You just want them
just
in the dishwasher.
In the dishwasher, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I hear that.
Yes, just in the dishwasher.
See, this is Jill. You and Jill are kindred spirits on this one. See, I just put it in. Now, relax. I put the dishes in the dishwasher. No, it worked twice.
Well, we saw.
Yep, yep. But yes. But yeah. Yeah. Yes. I do the dishes. I do the dishes.
Yeah.
But I don't care how they go in the dishwasher.
Right, you just load it up.
Yeah, yeah.
You're like my son when he washes his clothes.
Sure.
There's no separating colors.
No.
There's no rhyme or reason to what you're putting in the actual washer. You just throw everything in the washer, no matter what's in there together, cottons, and it don't matter the material or
doesn't
anything.
Doesn't matter.
It does not matter whatsoever.
What really drives Jill crazy is the way I put things back. Like, she has it pretty orderly.
Yeah.
I just throw the pots all. Doesn't,
of course,
doesn't
yes.
matter.
Yeah, I totally
They're
see
all
it.
In there.
Yeah,
you know?
They're in there.
Yeah, what's the difference? When people come over, they're not going in our drawers to see where things are, you know? So that's what, you know, everyone take a chill pill.
It says a lot. It says a lot, though. I'm a little more buttoned up.
I know.
Than everybody else in the house is, so.
All right, let's, you know. Let's award the belt.
The belt.
There could only be one. The boss, the chief, the top of the mountain. The WIP Afternoon Show presents The Belt.
What a song. Now, this is not going to change usually every week. Hugh held the belt last week after challenging Spike, but it seems like those two are on pretty good terms.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I think that they're...
They hashed it out?
Yeah, I think they've hashed it out. They're going to eventually do something with the push-ups, but Hugh only had a one-week run with the belt.
Real quick before we name who the belt, how did they hash it out?
Like, well,
Spike was gung-ho about the push-up thing.
No, I know he was, but it doesn't seem like it's contentious, I guess.
Right.
You know, like, he felt disrespected. I think there's been more respect.
So Hugh backed down?
Well, I think he's still going to challenge him.
Okay.
But it feels like it's been a little less, you know, bark this week.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I hope they do. Because Spike does need to get pushed on this push-up thing. No one believes
Somebody needs to challenge him.
Well, he keeps saying, like, I'll do it. Then just do it. Just do it.
Yeah, because we still haven't seen him do it.
And he'll show you he's got a little sheet with all the, he tracks his push-ups.
What stops him from doing it here?
I have no idea.
Nothing has stopped him from doing it. If he wanted to do 50 push-ups, 5 sets, he could do it right here. We would see it.
Dude, but it could be in the break content.
Yes.
You know, we're going to do WIP behind the scenes. You know, it could be him doing his little push-ups.
Yeah.
And it would be all on camera. But he keeps ducking it. He keeps ducking it.
He does.
Yeah. Well, so we'll see. I think it's because he's down to really 150. And he hasn't gotten his way back up to 250. I think that's my theory.
I thought you meant his weight, 150.
No, he's but below. Wait, I think he is 150.
Yes, that's right.
I think he's 150. Well, this week, and it's not for anything he did on this show, you know, sports take wise, but this week the belt and the guy who owns the belt for the time being is one Jota Kamara after the stunt he pulled earlier this week.
Caller called up about an hour ago. I was like, I met Richie. I met Ike. I met Fritz. How did Fritz's name get in that call? Remember when she called like
college
an hour
athlete.
Ago?
College athlete.
What is that nonsense?
He's a college athlete.
College athlete, my ass. What was he, D6?
You claim athlete status.
Well, I am an athlete. I just chose
and
not to
Fritz
play at a
can't.
Certain point. He can claim it.
Are you a better athlete than Jack Fritz?
Probably. I'd have to see him play
buddy.
More.
Here we go.
James,
here
when
we
you,
go.
When you think?
No, I don't think.
Wait, don't think I'm a
better
athlete than
Fritz? I'm not. Where Richie is saying Jack is some amazing athlete, but I think he's absolutely a better athlete
What's
than
he?
You.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Better at them.
Do you think anyone
who pitched in college?
Okay,
are you kidding?
Let's just say he may be a better baseball player. And I'm going to say maybe.
Are you kidding me? Definitely a better baseball player.
What else
player?
Is
Hold
better?
On.
You can't beat me in basketball.
Are you
serious?
Serious?
He can't beat me in tennis.
I'll bet everything
yes,
I have
can.
That he beats you in basketball.
No, he can beat you in everything.
No he's like a 6 handicap or an 8 handicap as a golfer.
12. When you look at his body, does that look like athlete body?
Wow, look at you. Who's talking right now?
Oh my gosh. But look at that guy.
Well, that's why I had to post the photo.
Wow, that was the shot side right side. There.
Because look at him.
Right.
He's skinny fat, you know? He's not exactly, you know, sculpted.
Right, he rolled that out like he was Adonis or something.
Yeah, I know. Listen, it's a good bit. It dominated conversation on the show this week. It reached all three shows. So congratulations, show to camera. For the time being, you have the belt.
My favorite part in all of that is hearing Richie and how egregious he felt that Joe really thought that or really feels that he's a better athlete than you are.
Yeah. Again, 7.5. That's the line of the of a game to 11. And it won't take that long. Spike acts like it's going to take 4 hours. It's going to take about 15 minutes, if I had to guess.
Well, Spike doesn't respect your basketball.
He really doesn't.
He does not respect your basketball.
Again,
ability.
He looks like he can't dribble a basketball. And it's no wonder him and Maury are aligned with loser basketball players because they have no eye. They got no eye for basketball talent. And I might say,
I will agree with you on the eye part. His eye is questionable when it comes to talent.
Like, I think basketball is the easiest to scout.
Right.
It's not that hard.
To be able to tell whether or not somebody can play.
Yeah. But him and Maury, kindred spirits. Absolute lack of eye.
Hey, John. Hey, Mark. How you doing?
We'll go back to the phones in 1 second. But Devontae Smith, I love Devontae. I think Saquon's everyone's like favorite Eagle currently. You know,
yeah.
Jalen, obviously. But Devontae has always been, you know, my guy. Love Devontae Smith. And he was on with Carmelo's podcast. Everyone's got a podcast.
Oh, man. Boy, are we making the rounds.
Yeah. They're not many podcasts they've turned down. They are making the podcast circuit.
Yes.
But Devontae, now this is a PSA to Darius Slay. This is how you answer the question about whether or not Jalen Hurts is an elite quarterback. Here is Devontae Smith on Melo's podcast.
Jalen Hurts talk, especially knowing him as long as you've had, about him being a quote-unquote elite quarterback.
I mean, Slay said, you know, the big four. For me, it's the big five.
Mm.
And, you know, Jalen is in that five. With the four that he named, and then I'm putting Jalen in there. You know, that to me, that's the big five. I don't think it's a big four. I think it's a big five, honestly.
Easy.
I mean.
Now, they agree he's fifth.
But we all agree that there's five. That's all I've been saying. Listen, immediately after the Super Bowl, I went Jalen number two.
Yeah.
I'm not going to act like I didn't say that.
You did.
That's what I felt.
Yep, I'm sure you did.
That's what I felt.
It's fine.
Jalen number two, Super Bowl MVP. That's what I felt.
Uh-huh.
He earned that. But now that the emotion has died down some and we can take a step back and look.
You've come to your senses.
Well, here's the thing. He's no worse than five.
Sure.
He's no worse than five. And I want to have this argument because, quite frankly, it's hard to you guys who have your heels dug in on him not being an elite quarterback will never give in. And I've come to understand that. You know, after me and Spike almost choked each other the day after the Super Bowl.
Sure.
It really was just it would have been a one-way choking.
Yeah, again.
Yeah, but even after that happened, I had to realize then that there's nothing I can say, there's nothing more Jalen can do to convince these guys that he is an elite quarterback. I don't care what you say, Fritz.
I know.
I don't care what you say. And yes, my eye test tells me that Burrow and Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes
and Lamar.
And Lamar. I'll even throw Lamar in there because Lamar has convinced me. He's changed my mind as a passer. He's gotten much better as a passer. They all have maybe better physical attributes than Jalen.
Mm-hmm.
Stronger arm, faster, some more athletic than the other.
But do they have it between the ears?
No. Not only that, do you have the things that really matter, which are the winning, the results? Like, that has to matter more than all the other stuff. It just does. I know that Dan Marino is arguably the greatest quarterback to ever throw a football. How can I argue that he's greater than Peyton Manning? When I know my eyes tell me he's better than Peyton Manning, but Peyton Manning went to 4 Super Bowls and won 2 and won 4 MVPs.
He went to 4? I thought he didn't go to 3.
No, he went to 4.
Really?
Because he lost 2. He lost 1 to the Saints and he lost to the
Seahawks.
So, like,
what's resume? Yeah,
and I just use Peyton as an example.
Sure.
It's the resume has to matter.
Listen,
it has to matter.
And like I said, I'm open to it.
Yeah.
I'm open to calling him an elite quarterback.
Yeah.
We'll see. I can't argue the resume.
He's an elite quarterback.
Elite
He's
winner.
Been to 2 Super Bowls.
I know.
He's been all pro.
I know the resume.
Multiple pro bowls. Like, what is it that isn't? Like, that's the thing that what is it that wouldn't make him an elite quarterback? That's what I would have to ask.
Again,
what is it that doesn't make him an elite quarterback?
He does not need for me to win another Super Bowl.
Right. Oh, that, thank God.
Just want to put that out
there.
Considering
the other guys haven't won one of them, most of them haven't even been to one.
Hit the breaking news sounder. He does not have to win another Super Bowl.
Thank you. Okay.
But I would like to see a little bit of what it would look like if he does not have a loaded roster. For me, it does matter to me. He had the best defensive football, the best offensive line football, best receivers, best running back. Like, again, he was fine, but like, had God forbid Matthew Stafford gotten that pass off, no one's having any conversations about Jalen being a lead quarterback.
You know what though? This, and I love that you said that because I've been meaning to. That's a little overstated. We dominated that Rams game.
I know, but they still would have lost, and no one would have cared.
I understand that, but when we say we're fortunate that Jalen Carter did that, we almost say it as if the Eagles shouldn't have won the game.
I agree.
Yeah,
that game should not have been close.
Yes, it shouldn't have been a close game.
It would have been an all-time collapse.
Yes,
like an all-time collapse.
Yes, yes. So I'm with you there. I'm with you there. What was I going to say? I was going to add something in there with Jalen. It'll come to me. It'll come back to me.
All right. Well, the other cut I want to put.
That was a great cut by Smitty. I agree with him.
Okay. Well, the other cut I think is really interesting. Because it's been so fascinating listening to Mailata, listening to A.J. Brown, listening to – I think Jalen appreciates Super Bowl now, but I think
Saquon said it at his – when he talked after he got his new contract, to the point you're about to make.
About how it's like – it was kind of weird winning the Super Bowl. It's kind of like, eh. And Devontae, he added to that. Here's Devontae Smith talking about what it was like winning the Super Bowl.
I'm gonna be real with you. I kind of agree with him.
Okay.
Because, like, for me, I done played at the biggest game on every stage.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for me, the Super Bowl, it felt like that just because I was at home.
Mm.
And like, it was just the emotion of me being home. But like, once we won, it was just kind of like, eh.
Really?
Yeah. Like,
let's get back to it.
Yeah, let's get back to it. Like, I think if the Super Bowl was anywhere else, I wouldn't have like been emotional and it wouldn't have seemed like it was so much for me. When he was saying about, you know, the DB putting his head down and stuff like that, you get a rush from something like that.
Yeah.
Like when you out there just cooking a dude and like you can tell when he defeated and he just don't want no more. Like you get a rush from something like that. And it's just like there is no feeling better than that in the game of football than when you know you're dominating the person.
So are the Eagles psychopaths or was it because the game wasn't that close in the end? That's what I can't figure out.
I think that had something to do with it. I do. I think that had something to do with it, that it was sort of anticlimactic for them. Although they went out there and they expected to dominate, or they weren't surprised that they dominated, I think the actual reality of them dominating and how the game unfolded may have taken away some of the excitement and the exhausting feeling you have, I would imagine, after winning that championship. And it was the first Super Bowl for a lot of those guys, right?
Sure.
I mean, I understand Brandon and Jake, it was their second one, but it was the first championship for a lot of those guys. We didn't hear a lot of that after the 2017 team won it.
No.
We didn't hear that from because the game was it had you at the on the edge of your seat.
Yes, and they could explode when they actually
yes.
won it. The Eagles had they knew they're going to win the Super Bowl heading into the fourth quarter.
Yeah, so I don't believe it's the whole what it's the second time we won it. That would be more of a fan thing.
Well, it was only BG Fletch or not BG Lane Rick and Lovato Jake. And Jake. Everyone else,
everybody else hadn't won a Super Bowl yet.
Is it? Does Smitty and the Georgia guys winning a national championship?
Now, those guys, you're right. And like Smitty said, he's played in big games. He's right. He's played in a national championship game. So maybe for those guys, but AJ didn't play in a national championship game.
No. Coop, no.
Yeah.
Quinion, no.
And I'll say this before we go to break.
Mm-hmm.
When you're a guy that played in a league, let alone lost the damn Super Bowl, I don't really want to hear that winning the Super Bowl don't really feel like anything.
Yeah, it's got to hit you differently.
Like everybody, for all of us, yeah, that's kind of offensive, quite frankly. Like,
yeah, we're going to need to address this next year.
What are you talking about? Yeah, you guys win the Super Bowl, and you're like, oh, yeah. Well,
yeah, whatever. It's another day.
Yeah, are you kidding me? I've been... For 20 years, I've been like, damn it, man.
I know. You guys are talking that way at the parade.
Yeah, exactly.
You and you.
I want to know what that feeling is like to whether or not I would have been excited.
Yeah, you want to be like, you want to have the feeling of, this is not great.
Yeah, yeah. Let me know what that feels like. Yeah.
They might just be psychopaths. And listen, if that's how they feel, maybe they're going to lead to a bunch of Super Bowls.
As long as Nick doesn't say that.
Yeah, and he can't. You can't go D3 and getting fired and coaching in the PSAC and his rise.
I'm just saying winning the Super Bowl didn't really feel like anything. It just felt like a regular game.
Whoa, on to the next one? There is no next week, Nick. All right. Man, yeah. The Eagles are crazy. The Eagles are psychopaths. All right, on the other side, top 5 at 5 with Justin Morgenstein. What do you got for us? What do you got cooked up back there?
Yeah, so I got a little top 5 things you guys like the least about Phil and producers producing the afternoon show.
All right.
You got a good one in store.
That's interesting.
You've been teasing this one to me personally since Monday.
He's been ready.
I was in bed Sunday night thinking about it, and I'm like, I got it.
All right, well, you better deliver. All right, that's coming up next, along with your phone calls.
He was in bed Sunday night thinking about it. I didn't know he was alone in bed Sunday night.
Maybe it was late. I don't think it was. It's probably 9. Yeah.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.